Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
When you heard the sad news last night about the death of Black Sabbath frontman Ozzy Osbourne, passed away at the age of 76. He'd been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease back in 2019. And we want to talk about his impact on the music industry, what his legacy will be. But one man who, well, got to know him over a period of time, knew him, even lived with him for a while too, Sligo man Tabby O'Callaghan, who's a former X Factor contestant and musician, is with me on the line today. Because Tabby, you got to know the Osbournes, obviously, very well during the first season of X Factor.
I did indeed, yeah. How are you?
Good.
How are you, Kate? Good, yeah. Yeah, I did. And look, I was very lucky the way it all kind of worked out for me. And, you know, I got to see him in both. I kind of stayed with them for a period in Buckinghamshire. And then I also as well was in the house in Los Angeles where they used to do the Osbournes. And that was actually the first place I met him. Where Sharon had actually flown me out to Los Angeles even now before the show had started. And I walked into the kitchen and obviously it'd been super surreal. I couldn't believe it was happening. And suddenly then I got a tap on the shoulder and I turned around and Ozzy Osbourne is standing there staring at me. And it's crazy.
You'd spent that time with them, obviously, because this was like X Factor. I mean, it had just launched. It was the first season. It was absolutely huge. You had done extraordinary well. You're the Irish guy on the show. And Sharon Osbourne, she was your mentor for the programme.
Yes, she was indeed, yeah. And, you know, I suppose at the time it was kind of, everything was just all the kind of weird things happened at the right time. And I even had a haircut like one of them. You know, I had the red and black hair at that time. And so I kind of just, I suppose I kind of slotted in right in there. And like I said, the first time I met him, he tapped me on the shoulder, I turned around. And I just, it's just one of those weird moments, you know. It's just a surreal moment. And the one thing about, I always really loved about Ozzy was he always had a childlike sincerity about him. He just had a kind of a, like within a minute of meeting him, he grabbed me by the hand and brought me into this big, huge room in the house. And he was letting me listen to his new album and the mixes on it. He was sitting there and he was watching me to get my reaction. And it was crazy. And I actually ended up recording on that album for him. That album is Undercover.
Amazing.
And if you look at the credits, you'll see my name there. That was an amazing experience. And
And off stage, you know, when the cameras weren't there and the production team were gone and it was just you guys and the other contestants and you know, in each of the mentors' houses and you were there with the Osbournes. Did he have much interest in the show itself?
I suppose he probably wouldn't have been the biggest fan of that type of show, to be honest with you. He wasn't really a fan of that type of show. He had said that to my girlfriend at the time. And but look, he was kind of, I suppose he was just Ozzy Osbourne. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I suppose he just kind of looked at it probably with amusement more than anything.
From what you're saying, it sounds by all accounts that, you know, he obviously had great interest in people, that he'd take the time to chat to you and the other contestants that were there.
Yes, he did. And if you got to know him in any way at all, you got to know him, you know. And it's just really bizarre because I should see him come down in the morning when I'd be staying at the house in Buckinghamshire. He'd come down in a pair of shorts and a sweatband, you know, and he'd be in, he had a little gym out the back of the house and he'd be working out. And then, like I said on my Facebook post yesterday, you know, we'd sit down on the couch and we'd be watching the Discovery Channel and he loved all that kind of stuff. We'd be just drinking coffee and just talking shite and we talk about life and, you know, he's a very interesting guy. Like.
Yeah. You had a lovely little photograph up on your social media last night of Ozzy Osbourne holding one of your kids at the time.
Yeah, and I always remember that. Because he picked him up and he said, "Fucking hell, that's not a baby, that's a tank." Because he just thought he was so heavy. You
it
know?
Was your. It was your. What age was your baby, your son at the time?
It was my son. Yeah. Oh gosh, I suppose he was. You know, I suppose he was just about one or something. Maybe,
newborn
a little
baby.
Less, about one. Yeah, he was a big boy, like. But
so when you heard the news yesterday that Ozzy Osbourne had passed, and obviously mentioned he'd been diagnosed with Parkinson's in recent years, between the memories and having got to know him and Sharon and the family, I'm sure it came as a huge shock.
Yeah, I did. And of course, like, it, look, this is a pivotal moment in rock and roll history, you know, because he's up there with the greats. And yeah, you know, I think in many ways it's probably going to take a few days. Now, look, I'm just, you know, I was a guy that was in there for a while, of course. I haven't been in there for years with the family, so but I have my own little piece of history there, and it'll take me a few days to just go through all the memories in my mind, because there are so many, and it was a huge part of my life, and the things I got to do, the people I got to meet through that whole experience. And Ozzy was always very, very charming like that. Like, just to tell you a funny story, when my dad met Ozzy, it was so funny, because when my dad talks, he talks very fast. You can't really understand him. And you couldn't understand Ozzy either. So two of them were talking to each other as if they were, like, you know, talking in different languages. And Ozzy turns around to me and he goes, I fucking love your dad, but I can't understand a fucking word he's saying.
Okay, we'll just do it. It's gas. I can imagine the Sligo.
My dad said the same about him.
Really? Neither of them could understand each other. Today FM DJ and presenter Claire Beck is with me on the line today. Claire, what do you think Ozzy Osbourne's musical legacy will be?
Oh, it's absolutely massive, Andrea. The thing is, like, a lot of us kind of growing up would know him from the TV show, from Shouting Sharon, you know, but if you actually go back and look at the music, the man pretty much invented heavy metal. You know, the reason we have, like, certain genres of music, so the reason we have Motown, the reason we have techno is because of all of the factories, the car factories and everything in Detroit. The reason we have metal is because Ozzy Osbourne grew up in Birmingham, surrounded by all the noise of those factories. You know, so really he was so pivotal, and that you could see that at the farewell concert, sadly, only a few weeks ago. You know, all of the tributes from everyone, from Anthrax, Metallica, Guns N' Roses, all playing, playing and paying tribute to him, you know, and it's been passed on to the next generation as well. Like, he was very good friends with an artist called Youngblood. He was kind of really big in the alternative scene at the moment, and the two of them were very good friends. And there was a lovely video that Youngblood shared from backstage at the concert, and, you know, they're chatting, and Ozzy Osbourne says, "If there's ever anything you need, anything I can do for you," and he just said, "The music was enough, man. You don't have to do anything else," you know. So I think that's what's really going to kind of last outside of all of the madness. Now, I know, like, people, you know, people love to say, like, the story of him, like, biting the head off the bat, but, you know, he said at a later stage he thought it was a prop. He didn't realize it was a real live bat, you know. And you can see from the Osbournes, from the TV show, if you ever saw him interacting with his cat, like, he was such an animal lover, you know. So I do believe him that out of all the bad things that he did, you know, I don't think he meant to do that to the poor bat.
one of the most iconic rock front men of all time, Claire?
Absolutely, 100%. Like, he was such a performer as well. Like, even, you know, he had Parkinson's in his later years, and at that farewell concert that he did around the corner from the pub where Black Sabbath did their first gig, he, you know, wasn't going to be able to stand for the whole set. So that he had this huge black throne that he sat on, wearing all of the black clothes and everything. So he was like, you know, I'm still going to be the Prince of Darkness and be spooky, even if I'm not going to be able to rock around the stage.
Yeah. And, like, his passing obviously came, you know, as a shock. And I know he'd been unwell with Parkinson's for some time, but it's still, like, sure, huge shock to those in the industry and his family, Claire, yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. And particularly so, you know, so soon after that farewell gig, you know, yeah, he kind of got the impression he's going to kick back now, he's going to enjoy the family, hang out with the cats and just chill, you know. But yeah, I suppose he has spent his whole life shocking people, so he went out with a bang as well.
What's your lasting memory, I suppose, Tabby, of Ozzy Osbourne as iconic rock frontman, the most iconic?
I mean, where would you start? Like, what a legacy, what a history. I mean, just like you were saying there, I mean, he kind of was the cornerstone standard of metal and rock. And it's not just that, it's actually even the guitar players he had. Like, I'm a guitar player, that's what I do for a living. And, you know, between, you know, Zakk Wylde, Randy Rhoads, Jakey Lee, my probably most outlanding memory is at Christmas time, I was in the house with him. And he was like a big child. He was really excited. He kept looking at me and kind of smirking and smiling. I was going, "What's he doing? What's wrong?" I knew he was up to something. And then he just couldn't hold it anymore. And he said, "Here, come with me." And he grabbed me by the hand and he brought me out into a back sitting room in the house, and then he opens the door and he goes, he put his hand down and he goes, "There you go, Happy Christmas." And I looked, and he actually had gotten me a Randy Rhoads Jackson guitar.
Wow.
And that was the model of guitar that his guitar player used, and he was so excited giving it to me. And I set up that guitar there. Obviously, I keep it aside as a kind of a relic, you know.
Oh, really? It's a sort relic. You don't use it for performing, no?
And it's funny because it just is a relic from that era of my life too. And look, sometimes it's surreal. It's hard to believe. When I was on my way over to Ozzy the first time to meet him, I actually was on the flight with the lads from Oasis and Lemmy from Motorhead, and it was crazy. And two lads from both Liam Gallagher and Lemmy, they were almost jealous of me that I was going over to Ozzy.
Really? Well, I wonder if you can hit them up for some tickets for the middle of August where they're here at Croke Park. Tabby, listen, thanks a million for joining us today. Tabby O'Callaghan, of course, from Sligo, former X Factor contestant and musician and DJ and presenter with Today FM, Claire Beck. Thanks a million for your time. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.